This is De Bello Gallico, Book 5, Chapter 31. So you start with consurgitur ex concilio. So there's a rising up from the meeting. Comprehendunt utrumque, and they grab each. Okay, really meaning both, so they detain both. Et orant, and they beg. Ne rem deducant, lest they bring the matter in summum periculum into the greatest danger, sua discessione et pertinacia, through or by their disagreement and stubbornness. Facilem esse rem, the matter is simple, seu maniat, seu profiscantur, whether they stay or whether they go. Si modo, if only, omnes, all, everyone, sentient, feel, approbent, and approve, unum, one thing. Contra, on the other hand, perspicere, they see, say perspicere, they see, nullum salutem, no safety, no security, in dissensione, in disagreement, in dissension. Res perducitur, the matter is prolonged, is drawn out, ad medium noctem, to the middle of the night. Disputatione, by debate, by argument. Tandem, finally, at length, cota, promotus, deeply upset, dat man manus, gives his hands, so he yields his hands, means he signals that he gives up. Sententia Sabini, superat, the opinion of Sabinus wins. Pronuntiatur, iturus, it is announced that they will go prima luce, at first light, or at dawn. Reliqua pars noctis, the remaining portion of the night. Consumitur is used up. Vigilis, in wakefulness, without sleep. Cum quisque miles, when each soldier, Cercum spiceret, was inspecting sua, his own things, so his property. Quid se cum portare potes, what he could carry with him. Quid ex instrumento, what of the equipment, hibernorum, of the winter camps, relinquere cogeretur, he would be compelled to leave behind. All right, so I'm going to stop right there and redo that translation and then do the last couple of lines. All right, so there's a rising up from the meeting. They grab each and beg, lest through their disagreement and stubbornness, they bring the matter into the greatest danger. The matter is simple, whether they stay or whether they go, if only all feel and approve one thing. On the other hand, in disagreement, they see no safety. The matter is prolonged to the middle of the night by argument. Finally, Cota, deeply upset, yields his hands. The opinion of Sabinus wins. It's announced that they will go at dawn. The remaining part of the night is used up in wakefulness because each soldier was looking around at his own property, what he could carry with himself, what of the equipment of the winter quarters he would be compelled to leave. Omnia excogitantur, all things are thought of, quare nec sine periculo maniantur, why not without danger it would be stayed, so basically why they could not stay without danger. Et periculum agiatur, the danger is increased by the languore militum, by the tiredness, by the fatigue of the soldiers. Et vigilis, and their sleeplessness. Prima luce, at first light, or at dawn, at break of day. Sic ex castris proficiuntur, they set out from camp in such a way. Ut quibus, that those to whom, esset persuasum, it had been persuaded, non ab hoste, not by an enemy, said ad homine amicissimo, but as though to those to whom let's see, Consilium Datum had been given by Ambiorix, a very friendly person. In longissimo agmine, in a very long battle line, a very long column, maximisque impedimentis, and with the greatest baggage. All right, so retranslating that last portion again. All things are thought of. Why they could not stay without danger, and how that danger is increased by the tiredness of the soldiers and by their sleeplessness. At first light, they set out from camp in a very extended line with a very large amount of baggage in such a manner as men who were given advice by Ambiorix, a very friendly man, not by an enemy. Okay, so basically, you know, the soldiers are compounding the errors of the leaders, and there's several factors here contributing to make the situation more dangerous than it was initially. The soldiers are tired. They are treating Ambiorix like he is a friend, not an enemy. They are setting out with a lot of baggage, which the Latin word for baggage is looks like impediment, which it really does become. It becomes very much of a hindrance for them as they travel. And they're in a very long line. They're not marching like they should be. They're in a very kind of drawn out line, which is not good to travel in. You have basically a line where the end can't see the beginning, and the beginning can't see the end, and so it's much more likely that you could be ambushed in this sort of situation. And so that's the end of chapter 31, and in chapter 32, we're going to see if they do get attacked or if there is no danger from Ambiorix.